Coming up next, we've got the future of high-definition TVs and drones from NAB, a Bluetooth headset, and the future of 3D printing. You've got to watch before you buy.
Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT. Bandwidth for Before You Buy is brought to you by CashFly at CACHEFLY.com.
This episode of Before You Buy is brought to you by Audible.com. To download a free audiobook of your choice, go to audiblepodcast.com/beforeyoubuy. And by Prosper. Prosper is a peer-to-peer lending marketplace that connects people who are looking to borrow money with those who have money to lend. Visit prosper.com/twit and receive a $50 Visa gift card when you get a loan. Welcome to Before You Buy, it's TWiT's product review show, where we give the latest gizmos and gadgets that we get here in the Brick House to our hosts and our staff members to see if they can come up with an honest review. Now, every once in a while, one of us heads out of the Brick House, and we get to take a look at technology that otherwise we wouldn't get to see. This past week, there were a group of us at NAB. That's the National Association of Broadcasters, a show that takes place every year in Las Vegas, Nevada. Well, NAB is supposed to be about broadcasting. So you've got FM transmitters and AM stations. You've got the latest and greatest in displays and cameras. But this year, there was a special trend. That's right. Everyone's getting into quadcopters. So without further ado, we bring you the Solo from 3DR. I'm here at NAB 2015, and I'm with Colin Gwen, the Chief Revenue Officer for 3DR. And what you're seeing right now is the Solo. Now, we did a long version of this for our NAB special. You can watch that. But, Colin, could you discuss some of the finer points of the automation?
Sure, absolutely. So, Solo is all about just getting shots and the ability to stick your GoPro on, have a fully integrated experience. You get a live HD feed right onto iOS or Android. You've got an HDMI port to take that live feed to whatever kind of screen you want. We can fully control the GoPro, which means we can start videos and stop videos and take photos and change settings right from our app or from the controller. And the real story about Solo is the ability to just capture shots. You know the shots you want. We've built those shots in right here in our smart shot list. So you have selfie and cable cam and orbit and follow me. So if you want to get a nice big pull away reveal, we call that selfie. You set the copter on the ground in front of you. I click selfie. I see the selfie cable here. And then all I do is hit play right here to go into selfie mode. Now we're not going to do that because we're inside. But right, you set it on the ground, you hit selfie, you hit fly, it takes off. It booms up and away from you, keeping you in frame the whole time. And then it reverses that shot right back down to you, again, keeping you in frame the whole time. And then it automatically lands itself and turns its props off. Okay, next shot, you know. It's basically an aerial motion control rig. All you have to do is get your shot into a start frame. So this is cable cam. Start frame, however you want to get there. Push one button. Go up, out, over, rotate, tilt. Find exactly the ending frame you want. Push one more button, and then hit play. And all five things happen at once in perfect harmony, right in sync with each other. So you end up with this incredible cinematic shot that you took while you're on vacation in Hawaii, you posted to Instagram, and all your friends and family are jealous, you know?
Oh, what I love about this is you've got all those features built in, but if you look at this controller, you've got telemetry, you've got FPV control, and you can turn off all the automation if you want to run it in manual. It's really designed as a maker kit. You can bolt anything onto the Solo that you want for that particular mission.
That's exactly right, and that's the whole point of the accessory bay on the bottom. We've got a lot of first-party accessories coming out, like LiDAR and optical flow. We're working on ballistic parachutes, LED light kits. And then we've got a ton of our third-party developers that are working on all kinds of stuff. Individuals can make their own 3D-printed accessories that plug right into the accessory bay. They have full access to the computers, the autopilot, power, ground, everything they need to make custom things for Solo. The motor pods are hot swappable with four screws. Custom motor pods. The gimbal bay is an open standard gimbal bay with a single plug and an HDMI cable and three screws. That's it. Other companies will make gimbals for it. Other cameras will come out for it. So it is a platform that is made to grow over time, not just with the firmware updates that we're putting on our onboard Linux computers, right? So we have a 1 gigahertz processor Linux computer on the Craft and the same Linux computer driving the controller. Now we can update all kinds of things via software and firmware, but you can also make your copter better and better over time with hardware updates.
If you are a maker, a DIYer, or just a pilot, this may be the platform for you. Now, we're going to try to get this into the studio so we can actually do a full BYB review. But until then, this is your first look. You know, I know there's a lot of people who are getting tired of the fact that we always have quadcopter, multi-rotor, drone coverage here on Twit. But I got to say, it's working itself into so many different facets. We saw it all over NAB. Even manufacturers like Panasonic that are more traditional broadcast supply companies are starting to create modules that can be carried in quadcopters and octocopters because they recognize that there's actually a demand. So now is the time to get in it. You have to understand how these works because you're going to see them everywhere. And it's not just in broadcasting. You're going to see them in delivery. You're going to see them on every street corner. I'm sorry, folks. That's just the future. Now, we will be getting one of these 3DR Solos. They're going to release them sometime in June. It could slip depending on whether or not those experimental prototype modules are ready. Like, for example, the LiDAR, which I love. The fact that it can do person/object avoidance. And it's going to cost about $1,000 for the base module. And then you can bolt things on. You want to add a gimbal, you want to add a camera, you want to add something into its base so that it can tie directly into the electronics. The fact that it has an onboard 1 gigahertz Linux computer basically means that if you can program something like a Raspberry Pi, you can program applications for a Solo. And that's been your first look. Now, speaking of first looks, let's go ahead and go to a host here on the Twit TV network to take more than a first look at, I'm sorry, Miriam, what are these things called?
It slices, it dices. Will it blend? These are actually the not ultimate ears. They're the Soul Republic Shadow Wireless Bluetooth headphones. And I was going to say, you know, like, we don't like Bluetooth headphones, really, on the show.
No, because they cause artifacting.
The reason I'm reviewing these is because they're kind of going to break the trend, actually. They're not, look, I'll be honest with you. I'm a bit of an audio person. I'm picky about my audio. I'll take it wired anytime I have a chance. But Bluetooth headsets are getting better. And I think this is kind of the new crop of, you know, the first of a new crop of headsets we're going to start seeing. And I'll get into some of the more details in a sec.
Okay, wait, Miriam. Every time I've reviewed any sort of Bluetooth headset, it's always come down to, it's kind of cool. It's got a little bit of a utility factor, but the artifacting is horrible, and the battery life was not great. And at some point, it unpaired with my device, which just was frustrating, and it ended up in a bin. You're telling me that this is going to reverse that trend?
Well, yeah, I think the thing that's starting to happen now is, I don't know if you're familiar with the aptX codec. Mm-hmm. It's a Bluetooth codec specifically for lossless audio. And it's starting to crop up in more and more phones. HTC was one of the first ones to introduce it with the, I think it was the DNA and then the M7, the M8, the M9. LG's got it on most of its phones, G2, G3, G Flex 2. It's starting to appear on basically almost all the Android phones now. Mm-hmm. Apple supports it on the Mac, so I don't think it's going to be very long before they support it in iOS. And the idea is that you now have a transmission of the audio from the device in whatever format it's stored, potentially lossless, directly to your headphones in a lossless format.
So that should really cut down on the
artifacting. You no longer have the artifacting problem as much. And this is only possible because of Bluetooth 4.0, not the LE part, the actual high bandwidth part of Bluetooth 4 spec. And so you're going to say, well, what about battery life, right? Mm-hmm. So this let's talk about a little bit about the Soul Republic Shadow Wireless. So the idea here is very similar to the LG thing. You stick it kind of around your neck like this, and, you know, you put the earbuds in your ear, right? And it's very lightweight. It's comfortable. You know, it doesn't get in your way. You've got basic controls here on the right-hand side. Let me show you real quick. Ta-da. So here on the right-hand side, you've got play, pause, volume up and down, you know, on either side. I don't know if you can see them. Yeah, there we
That's
go. Look,
no,
okay. There we are.
Okay.
So play, pause, and answer calls as well. And you've got volume up and down. If you double tap this, this next track, triple taps, previous track, pretty standard stuff, right? At the bottom here, you have a power button, and then there's an LED in here embedded. Let's see if you can see it in the camera. There it is. We can briefly see it.
Yeah, we've got JJ to the 484 saying he already sees these all over.
Right there. Right there is an LED, and that one lights up. Let me actually turn it on so you can see. If I push the power button, you'll see the LED light up. So there it
is.
There
we go. Okay.
Okay. And then on the other side, all you have is probably where the battery is. This is a micro USB port behind a little flap. Now, this is kind of like sweatproof. You can wear it jogging when it's raining or whatever. It's not water resistant, but it's good enough that you don't have to worry. And the cool thing about this is really flexible, right? Like, you don't have to worry too much. Can you zoom out a little bit, Brian? You don't have too much to worry about in terms of breaking or damaging anything. This is the hard part, and you could potentially crush these two things, I guess. And this seems to really be solidly attached as well. So these support Bluetooth A2DP, the standard Bluetooth streaming protocol, in addition to aptX, which is starting to appear in more and more things. So that's one of the things I like about it. There's a little battery in here. I don't know what the capacity is, but they say about 8 hours of continuous use, and I've gotten about 8 to 10. So I have to say, and this is what aptX. I'm an audio person. I'm going to use aptX every chance I get. So that's good news to me. The only thing I don't like about this, really, and this is comes to a matter of taste, comes down to a matter of personal audio taste. And this is because I'm kind of an old school. Like, I listen to Beyerdynamic DT990 Pro, open ear. Over-the-ear headphones, really high quality. I listen to Edimotic Research in-ear monitors that are basically, like earplugs in your ears, right? They're high quality, super, super expensive. And to me, a flat frequency response is all what I really like. And the tendency now, with Beats, Soul Republic, with Skull Candy, always a lot of bass, right? So out of the box, these fit that taste. If you really like bass, these have a ton of bass. But here's the thing. So I would have knocked them for that, because personally, I think it's ridiculous. I think that headphones can be tuned a lot with the earpieces, particularly the in-ear canal ones like these. And so I thought to myself, there's got to be something I can do to these to make them sound a little flatter. And sure enough, and this is a trick that works. If you ever get any kind of earbuds where the seal is done by something that looks like a tiny little mushroom, can you go back on the... See, if you have anything that looks like this, and this comes with different size plastic buds. Yeah, keep zoomed in. This is typically very bass heavy in this configuration. This is not a balanced armature. It's actually got a diaphragm in here, a standard tiny mini speaker, and then a little ear canal kind of like tube, and then this fits over it. If you have that configuration, take scissors and cut four corners of this in the edges. Watch, I'll show you. Like this. You see?
Oh,
I cut this like in four spaces, north, south, east, west. And then now what happens is you still get them in the ear. There's a bit of insulation, but they're not designed for noise insulation. They're just designed for bass, the seal. So by removing the seal, by breaking the seal essentially, you lower the bass response, and all of a sudden these sounds extremely flat, which means the drivers are high quality actually. So that's kind of interesting to me.
Well, that's a trend. Take high-quality drivers, but then make them very bass-heavy because everyone wants
that. Right, and it's all in how it's tuned. So you can detune, basically, them into something more acceptable. So what I'm saying to you is, if you like these bass-heavy, you don't have to modify them, work out-of-the-box bass-heavy. If you are like me and you're a little more about your flat, more, kind of studio professional sound quality, you can get them to sound pretty damn good. And they come in different sizes in the box, bundled in. And there's a little USB cable as well. And so these are $99. I think they're sold like pretty much anywhere now. Soul Republic, you don't be able to find them. But for me, aptX, the battery life being decent, and the fact that I was able to tune them to something that I like, means I'm actually using them. Unlike many of the competition that either sound like crap, have battery life issues, or have, connectivity issues. This is actually pretty good if you keep your phone on your person. But if you start walking away about, 20 feet or so, it starts cutting out, especially with aptX because it has high bandwidth. It needs that connection.
Let's break it down. Let's make it easy for these people. What are the pros and what are the cons?
So the pros are, I think they're really well made. They're really rugged. They sound great if you tune them properly. They have aptX, which is really important, the better lossless codec. And good battery life. Those are four things. The cons, as I said, connectivity is solid, no weird de-pairing or anything, but I found that walking away from your source of audio playback can cut out pretty soon. So you basically really want only use this with your phone. Like, I try to use them with my Mac, and if I, you know, start moving my chair away from the desk, it's a Mac Mini, it was starting to cut out. So, you know, that's something to keep in mind, but I don't think they're designed for that kind of purpose. What I also don't like is the fact that, you know, out of the box, they sound so bassy. One thing to keep in mind is that they are, you know, they're $100, so they might be a little more expensive, some of the cheaper Bluetooth headphones. But at the same time, honestly, I think for a wireless set, $100 is actually pretty damn reasonable. You know, like, they can go up to hundreds of dollars.
Bottom line, buy, try, or don't buy.
I think it's a buy, right. You know, because you can tune them. So even if, like, I think you'll be able to find a sound setting that works between the different size earbud adapters and cutting them as I did. So there you go.
Not bad. There you have it. That's the Soul Republic Shadow Wireless Earphones. They got to work on that. They got to come up with a catchy name. And they get a buy from Miriam Jouar. Miriam, thank you very much again for being on.
Thank you. Pleasure.
Now, of course, you can find Miriam everywhere. She's all over the Twit TV network. You're going to find her on All About Android, a frequent guest. You're going to find her here on Before You Buy. Where else can they find you?
Sometimes on Twit. Leo invites me every now and then. I've been on Coding 101
once. Yes, you have.
But mostly, you know, you'll find me online at Tankgirl. Drop the vowels, T-N-K-G-R-L, and you get my Twitter handle, like, basically all my presence online. I wasn't able to get that for YouTube, but if you go to my blog, tankgirl.com, T-N-K-G-R-L.com, you'll find my YouTube channel, where I review phones and other things, kind of like I do here. Mostly phones, because I love them. And sometimes I write for various publications when I cover trade shows, like ReadWrite, and, you know, there's been Mobile Geeks, All About Android. Sorry, that's the show here. Android Central. I get them all mixed up.
You're deaf, yes.
You know how it goes. But you'll find me out there.
You're a busy person.
Mostly on Twitter and Google+.
There you have it. Miriam, again, thank you very much. And we'll see you next time here on Before You Buy.
That's right.
Now, folks, I want to talk to you about something that's a little near and dear to my heart, and that's about listening to good books. Now, we all are busy. We understand that. You've got to commute. You've got to get to work. You've got to do the things that you have to do. But that's no excuse to stop reading. In fact, if you stop reading, you really just stop. You have to get your imagination stretched out. You have to open up your mind, which is why we're happy to have Audible as a sponsor for this episode of Before You Buy. Now, Audible is the place to get more than 180,000 downloadable titles across all types of literature, including fiction, nonfiction, and periodicals. For listeners of Before You Buy, Audible is offering you a free audiobook to give you a chance to try out that service. Now, one audiobook that you may consider downloading, and I've used this recommendation for over a year, it is the absolute best book I've read in the last decade that has to deal with science and space exploration. It's called The Martian. The Martian is fantastic. We've had Andy Weir here on the network on Triangulation on Padres Corner. This book got me reinterested in science and space exploration. I was kind of waning there for a while. But just imagine being an astronaut in an expedition of six and being left behind when your crew has to evacuate, thinking that you're dead. That sets up the plot for The Martian. And you hear hard engineering, hard science. You hear the struggle to survive using nothing but his wits and the equipment that was left behind. If you like science, if you like space exploration, you're going to love Martian, and you're going to love it on Audible. Now, to download this audiobook for free or for another one of your choice, go to audiblepodcast.com/beforeyoubuy. That's audiblepodcast.com/beforeyoubuy. Now, the two credit books, you'll find them here, and that's a very small percentage of books that they offer, are not eligible for this free trial. The free trial gives a person one credit, so that perfect one credit is for The Martian. Folks, again, try The Martian by Andy Weir on audible.com. Yeah, go ahead and come back to me, Brian. That's right. Do your job. Oh, now, when we come back, we're going to be having a little chit-chat with OMG Chad. That's this guy right here waiting in the wings. But before we do that, let's take another jaunt over to NAB, because NAB wasn't just about quadcopters. They also had some of the most stunning, absolutely beautiful displays you'll ever see. Hey, Brian, push that magic button.
Hi, this is Scott Wilkinson for Before You Buy. Now, I'm standing in front of a high dynamic range, standard dynamic range comparison in the Sony booth at NAB. and I hope you can see the difference between them. Over here we have standard dynamic range, which is what you can see today as in your broadcast. And over here we have high dynamic range, and the content has been graded appropriately for each one. This monitor is a currently available Sony monitor. It's the X850B. And over here is a prototype that we don't have the model number yet, but it should be available in June. And what's important to notice is how much deeper the blacks are, how much brighter the highlights are. You saw in these reflections in the water and so on. The difference is quite remarkable. In addition, the color is different. And that is a consequence of the fact that this was graded in high dynamic range as opposed to standard dynamic range. Now, this really points out to me more than just about anything else that the future of Ultra HD TV is in high dynamic range. Sure, we have more pixels. We've got four times the number of pixels that we do in HD. But that's, to me, not the most important part of UHD. It's high dynamic range, because you can see that from across the room. If you have so many more pixels and you aren't close enough to the screen, it doesn't look any different than HD. But with high dynamic range, the image really pops, and it is, in fact, the future of video display and capture. And Sony has cameras to capture it, and now consumer monitors, consumer TVs to show it, and I am extremely excited. This is Scott Wilkinson for BYB. Back to you.
I have to say that high dynamic range TVs are probably one of the big stories to come out of NAB, because the last few NABs and CESs, we've been focused on having bigger screens and more pixels. And that's great. I mean, it's nice. It's nice because that drops down the price. But now the manufacturers are starting to realize that now that we've kind of congregated around 4K, why don't we make 4K displays just look really good? And that's what they're doing with HDR. We're going to get a lot of those displays into Before You Buy over the next couple of months, so stay tabbed and get your HDR groove on. Speaking of getting your groove on, next to me is an OMG Chad. He is absolutely getting his groove on.
I'm ready.
With the, I'm going to call it the new, because that's what it looks like to me. But it's, what do you call this?
So it's the new NUU is the brand, New Mobile, and it's the NU at a 3S.
You can't tell me that they were having fun with that. This is like this lead speak. New news.
New news. Yeah, this brand is most likely not of the USA persuasion. But this is, so the NU3S is a mobile phone, a very inexpensive mobile phone. It is running 4.4, Android 4.4 KitKat. And it is LTE ready. It's ready for HSPA Plus. And it comes, when you buy it, it comes unlocked. So you buy this Target. It's the official Target is the official seller. But you can also buy it on Amazon as well. So I'm just gonna. How much would you guess this phone costs?
Well, it doesn't look like a standard cheap phone. A lot of cheap phones.
It looks kind of like a nice HTC One, maybe.
Yeah, put it in like OnePlus One range. So 300, 350.
Lower.
Really?
Yes.
Like 250.
Lower.
200.
Lower.
Like maybe 180?
150.
Oh,
150
wow.
bucks on Amazon. Definitely. Currently 160. And then 170 at Target.com. So
that's not bad.
180. Yeah, the 9. So basically 180 or 160. So very inexpensive phone. It has some really neat features. One is that this is an HD display. This is a 4.7 inch display coming in at 720 pixels across the bottom and 1280 across the side. It has a front-facing camera and a back-facing camera with an LED flash. The front-facing camera is 5 megapixels. The back-facing camera is 8 megapixels. I do gotta say that the camera quality is probably by the way, this is, I took a screenshot. This is before. Since we're already here, this is 5 days. So this is before. So I got this 2 weeks ago, and for the first week, I thought that we were going to get a SIM card from the company. So I was just waiting. It was just sitting on my desk. So it was on standby for 5 days, which I was really surprised about. And I took a screenshot of that. And then we found out we weren't getting one from them. So I threw in mine. So we have a few photos here of this is a selfie.
That's outside,
this so is that's... direct sunlight here. Let me also see, make sure that we have the brightness all the way up. Yeah, we do. So not the brightest of screens. But that is outside in direct sunlight. This was some. This is also sunlight. Mm. This is with the flash on. It looks very yellow.
That yeah,
like incredibly yellow.
That looks very blue.
This is some low light with Brian.
Okay, or, so it's not Greg, super sorry. Pixelated, but it's just it's not like
it's not that gray. It's grainy. Yeah. Here is a flash with my brick. Once again, very very yellow. The flash just kept being incredibly yellow. Let's find. Here was a selfie in low light. This is in our producer's room. You can see the colors are really off. It's really blurry. This is that lower quality front-facing camera.
But you know, you're not paying $600-$800.
You're not. No.
You don't expect that kind of camera.
The biggest downside is the camera, but $150 for this phone. Some other features that I really enjoyed about this phone is on the back, once you open this guy up, there are two SIM card slots.
No.
Yeah.
Okay, that prints this is burner category now.
This is the absolute burner category. Getting this back off is a little difficult for me. But there are two full-size SIM card slots. Now, this, you may not think, and there's also an SD card slot, which will support up to a 32-gigabyte card. You're thinking, you've probably, if you're like a normal American, you've never encountered a phone that has two SIM card slots. And Android supports it. You see this dual SIM setting right here. Currently, I don't have, it's kind of a process to switch the SIM to my iPhone. So I pulled it out because I have to run right after this review. But when you have this in here, you can select which SIM card does what. So you can make voice and text through one and then data through another. So if you're really cutting a budget very small, you could say buy a tablet data plan month to month on one SIM card and then buy just a talk and text on the other. And you may be saving money overall by doing that and using two different SIM cards.
I was just going to say that because like T-Mobile has two plans that I'd love to combine.
Right.
They have one that gives you 5 gigabytes of data
right.
for $30 a month, but it's only 100 minutes of talk.
Right.
They have another one for $15 a month that will give you 500 talk, but only gives you 10 megabytes of data.
Exactly.
You put those two together, and that's the cheapest super talk, super data plan you can get.
Yeah. Anyway, the dual SIM card slot is a humongous feature of this phone. Other than that, let me see if there's anything else. Oh, there's 8 gigabytes of internal memory, 1 gigabyte of RAM. It is a Snapdragon 200 processor. Let me make sure about that. Yeah, quad core Snapdragon 200.
Not bad.
And HSPA plus 4G. Oh, and it comes unlocked, which is great. So you can put this on. Now, it's not compatible with Verizon, so that'd be AT&T, Cricket, T-Mobile, that sort of plan with this phone. The other neat feature is that included in the box is a pair of headphones and a charger with extra headphone things and a screen protector.
Okay.
Which is pretty cool.
So the little accessories that you would buy afterwards,
yes.
And that would add up. So
but if you think about it, a pair of headphones with a mic could be $20, easy. And then a USB charger. I mean, I'm surprised that at this price point that they're offering extra. You know, this is a pretty nice, you know, flat cable USB charger. So anyway, that was another feature that I really liked. So.
All right. Pros, cons.
Yes. Battery life is normal, basically. Yeah. For the cons, I'm going to say camera. Camera quality was just really, really poor. A little slow, tiny bit slow because it's, you know,
so
not
you feel
the best.
The lag. You feel
you
a little bit of lag.
You do. You do
but
feel
it's $150.
It's $150. So for the pros, easily the price, the fact that it comes unlocked, and the fact that it has two SIM card slots. So buy, try, don't buy for the NU3S. It's going to be a buy. The features on this phone, there's just too many to outweigh the cons of the bad camera. Basically, the bad cameras is really the worst part of this phone. There you have it. There we go.
That's the new 3S.
New 3S.
With OMG Chat. He's going to give it a buy if you need a second phone, a burner phone, or maybe you just want a decent phone that you can take and not worry about destroying or getting it lost. This is it. That's OMG Chad. Now, of course, you're going to find him on our network. He does the Giz Whiz every Thursday, and you know, you're going to find him in the
basically
background.
Basically on lurking. BYB all the time,
yeah,
too.
Every single week.
Every week.
But you've got some exciting news. I mean, of course, you've got your own show. You've got OMG Craft.
And I do my own YouTube channel.
That's right.
Yep, OMG Chad.
You have 169,000
something like that. Quite a few. Yeah.
But your news is that you're moving.
I am currently in the next week. I will be moving down to Los Angeles
To the Hollywood Hills.
To the hills.
For anyone who's planning on stalking Chad, he'll be in the Hollywood Hills. So
absolutely.
Just stalk out the Hollywood Hills.
Yeah. It'll be Beverly Hills. That's where I want to be.
So he loaded up his truck.
Yeah,
no, I'm sorry. Exactly. And if they want to find you online, where's the best place to go?
But you know what? Find me twitter.com/OMGChad. That way, anytime I do anything, Twitch, YouTube, Twit, anything, I'll post about it.
Oh, and by the way, congratulations. I hear you got married.
I did on my Minecraft server. I'm now married to Amethyst Raindrops, the Minecraft user.
Minecraft is a very strange thing. OMG Chad, folks. OMG Chad.
Thank you.
Yeah. Now, I want to take just a moment before we move on to thank the second sponsor of this episode of Before You Buy with a question. I'm going to start with a question. What if I told you that in just a couple of minutes, without affecting your credit score, without walking into a bank, you could get $35,000? That's right. It's just a loan like that. Well, folks, that ain't magic. That's Prosper. What is Prosper? Prosper is it's a lending marketplace. There aren't many good ways to borrow money when you need it. Friends, family, credit card companies, traditional bank loans. No, throw those aside. There's too many complications. You don't want to borrow from friends. You don't want to borrow from family. And from experience, I can tell you that trying to go to a traditional bank is just torture. But now, with a low fixed rate loan with Prosper.com, there's a better way. You can borrow up to $35,000 in as few as 5 days, and you can use the money for just about anything you desire. You could pay off high-rate credit cards, fix up the house, even put it into your business. I remember when I was still running my own business, the hassle I had to do to get a short-term loan. I needed something to hold me over until my invoices came due. I had to go into a bank and do that whole rigmarole of, this is who we are, these are my receipts, I'm just going to need this for a couple of months, and then you get all your money back. Well, it was demeaning, it was time-consuming, and frankly, it just wasn't very humanizing. You can skip all that with Prosper. Now, Prosper is that online marketplace that connects people who need money with those who want to invest it in you. It's really that simple. Don't rack up more debt on your credit cards. You can pay them off with Prosper. And you can check your low rate instantly without affecting your good credit by going to prosper.com/twit. That's prosper.com/twit. Now and for a limited time, Prosper is offering Twit viewers a $50 Visa gift card with your low interest rate. You can get up to a $35,000 loan in your account in as few as 5 days and a $50 Visa gift card. Go to prosper.com/twit. Prosper.com/twit for this special offer just for Twit viewers. And we thank Prosper for their support of Before You Buy. Well, folks, I'm a little excited about this next review. We've been holding on to this for a month. Back at CES in January, we got a chance to go to a booth run by XYZ Printing, and they showed us some of the greatest 3D printers on the market, including the DaVinci, the one that is the best-selling 3D printer out there, and one that's actually very easy to service. Well, they had a new product, one that we focused on, the DaVinci Junior, which promised to sell for much less than the original and give all of the same features. Well, they sent it to us, and we've been playing with it for a month. Here's what we thought.
The DaVinci Junior, as the name might suggest, is the smaller, less expensive brother to XYZ's DaVinci 1.0. At $349, it's a full $150 less expensive than the original, but it maintains many of the features of the more expensive model. Out of the box, XYZ includes everything you need to get going. 100 meters of clear PLA filament, a build scraper, SD card, bed tape, head cleaners, power and USB cables, and a filament guide. The DaVinci Junior measures 17 inches by 16.5 inches by 15 inches, weighs 26 pounds, and can build objects up to 5.9 inches cubed on its moving non-heated bed. It uses fused filament fabrication with PLA filament to lay down layers as tall as 0.4 millimeters and as small as 0.1 millimeter. XYZ designed a fantastically easy-to-feed filament system with one-touch loading and unloading, and they designed the printing head with a one-button removal to ease repair or replacement. A small LCD screen and control panel at the front of the unit lets you control all the functions of the printer, and an SD card slot lets you directly load STL or XYZ files for printing, completely independent of a computer. The filament spool itself is, well, controversial. XYZ equips their spools of filament with an NFC chip that lets the printer know exactly what kind of filament is loaded, its printing temperature, and how much filament is left on the spool. That does make printing simpler, especially when trying to figure out if you have enough filament left to complete a job before you start it. But geeks will be quick to point out that this is essentially DRM for filament. Since the DaVinci Junior won't work with non-NFC-equipped spools, and since NFC-equipped XYZ filament is 20 to 40% more expensive than generic PLA, this could be a deal-breaker for some. Okay, on with the making. Using the DaVinci Junior is really, really simple, even for first-timers. The bed doesn't require calibration, though you can enter offsets if desired. The feed system never jammed once in a month of testing, and you can use the SD system or USB interface to print. The DaVinci Junior has two ports, one for power and one for USB. Windows 7 and better, or OS X 10.8 and up, will recognize the DaVinci Junior as a USB printing device. But I suggest copying your print to an SD card. Some prints can take hours, and having the printer as a standalone device is never a bad idea. If this is your first time using a 3D printer, you best go to any number of websites that can offer you free STL files for various designs of parts, art, and knickknacks. You can load STL files directly onto the SD card for printing, but I suggest using XYZ software to convert it to a native file format while also ensuring that the part will fit on the bed, is properly oriented, and to add supports or a raft to the design. Beyond that, you apply a sheet of bed tape, load up the printer, select your build, and let it go. There is something marvelous about watching parts being built before your eyes, and it's not just a novelty. I've spent more than 300 meters of filament on Raspberry Pi cases and quadcopter parts. First, just downloading other people's creations, then modifying them, and finally, creating pieces of my own. It's cheaper than buying those parts for sure, and quicker than having them delivered, but that's not even the main reason why I like this. I love the fact that I can design, prototype, test, refine, and perfect my projects without ever leaving my lab.
I have had so much fun with this printer over the last month. Again, it's just that idea of seeing things come to life before your eyes. And again, the whole idea of having something like the DaVinci Junior is that you give beginners a place to start. This is not the $500 or $600 or $800 3D printer. This is $349. And with that $349, you get most of the capabilities that you're going to get with the bigger brother. Everything from a really high-precision movable bed, non-heated bed, by the way, to that easily removable head so that if you do have a jam, it's nice and easy to clear. I mean, anyone who owns a 3D printer is going to tell you that head jams are one of the biggest problems. This makes it easy to clear out. Now, on the pro side, of course, it's going to be priced. $349 is a great starting point. I also like the fact that it can work completely independently of a computer. You just use that the SD card here, and essentially,
this becomes its own building workstation. I also like the fact that the print time is quite good. It's not the fastest 3D printer on the market, but it's definitely not the slowest. And I also like the fact that with the use of standard file formats, I can get things from the XYZ website, from the Thingiverse. Essentially, any place I can find 3D prints, I can find something that I can print on my XYZ printer. On the con side, the no-brainer has got to be the DRM on the filament. Now, I know they don't call it DRM, but that's essentially what it is. Yes, it does make it easier because now your printer knows exactly what's been loaded, but that would make sense on a printer that could load ABS or PLA. Since this only does PLA, which, by the way, is another con, you really don't need it. The only reason why you would have it is because you want to force people to buy your filament. And XYZ filament is going to be 20% more expensive than standard filament. I don't like that. Now, I will say that on Know How, our other show here on the Twit TV network that may be dealing with 3D printers, we may show you a method to bypass that, but you didn't hear that from me. The other con is probably going to be the size. 5.9 inches is nice for the bed. I would have liked to have just a little bit more. There's actually space in this enclosure to do a larger bed. I'm sure they limited so they could delineate between this and some of the larger models. Still, for this price, for this feature set, for these capabilities, the XYZ DaVinci Junior is an absolute buy. Now, if you liked this, be sure to stay tuned to Know How. Next week, we're going to be doing a full rundown from start to finish on how you do your first print. And then in the weeks after that, we're going to show you things like how do you modify prints? And finally, how do you create prints of your own? The 3D printed universe is fantastic. Stay tuned to Twit, and we're going to show you exactly how it works. Now, that's it for this episode of Before You Buy. I want to thank all of our reviewers, especially to Chad Johnson, to Scott Wilkinson, to Miriam Joar, to all of them for bringing in their reviews, their views on products that we've had here at the Twit Brick House. Special thanks to Lisa and Leo, who let us do this show each and every single week. And, of course, to my TD. That's right, Cranky Hippo, Mr. Brian Burnett. Brian, what do you do? Here.
What do I do?
Here, really.
I know. It's probably really hard for you to remember, but we do a show, right? It's Thursdays.
Oh, yeah, that thing. That thing. The thing with the thing.
That we're going to be doing with that 3D printer.
Oh, yeah. What do we call that again?
We call that Know How at 11 o'clock on Thursdays Pacific time. And, I've already got some ideas churning for that 3D printer, but... hopefully we can keep our hands on it because I know Karsten already wants to take it from us.
Well,
so.
Karsten wants to take it, and Burke has been eyeing it. And I'm thinking what I'm going to do is I'm going to 3D print a shell. Right. Put like a decoy.
A protective 3D bubble around it.
3D but, force field.
So we'll definitely be having fun with that. You can catch me on that or follow me on Twitter at @cranky_hippo.
Fantastic. And don't forget that you can always find our show at our show page at twit.tv/BYB. That's Before You Buy. You'll find all of our back episodes if there was an episode that you missed or if there's a product that you're looking for. And you'll also find a little drop-down menu so you can subscribe to the show and it will be automatically downloaded into your device of choice, your iPhone, your iPad, your Android device, your Mac, PC, laptop, desktop. No matter how you want it, we want to give it to you in that format because, well, that's just the way that we are. Also, you can find me on Twitter. Just go to twitter.com/PadreSJ. That's @PadreSJ. If you follow me, you'll know exactly what products we're going to cover on every episode of Before You Buy, and you'll be able to select products that you'd like to see reviewed. You can also see what I do when I'm not doing shows on the Twit TV network, like getting steam buns or playing with Cranky Hippo or finding doges. It's kind of my thing. I'm a very boring person, but every once in a while, I get to see a corgi in a backpack. That's right. I forgot that was in there. Until next time, I'm Father Robert Ballester. This has been Before You Buy. And remember, you got to watch Before You Buy. We'll see you next time.